Miffy's Adventures Big and Small, Volume 3, Miffy, Book 3. Written by Dick Bruner and read by a full cast.
Good morning, Miffy. What happened here? Did a giant sneeze and blow the leaves down?
Not a giant, a storm. It was really windy last night. Oh no, the wishing trees! Boris, you cut it down!
What? Oh, no, Miffy! The storm blew it down. See?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to saw it up before it rolls downhill.
Oh, dear. Poor old wishing tree.
Wishing tree?
Yes. I always touch them on my way to school and make a wish. I wish you hadn't blown down.
I always called them the climbing trees. I used to climb them when I was your age.
Well, you won't be able to climb on it anymore. Bye-bye, wishing tree. Bye, Boris.
Bye, Miffy.
Whoosh! And Poppy's runner beans blew everywhere.
Whoosh!
Hi, Miffy.
Hi, everyone.
Did you see the storm last night?
Yes, and it blew over one of the wishing trees on the hill.
Oh, no!
Look, Boris has been blown by the wind too.
No, I ran to tell you my brilliant idea.
Oh. What is it, Boris?
You maybe remember how much that old tree meant to me. So I thought, rather than getting rid of it, why not use its wood to make a playhouse?
Wow!
What a good idea, Boris. Children, maybe you'd like to suggest to Boris what he might make.
Oh, I'd like a fort. With a tall tower and a drawbridge so we can play knights and kings and queens.
Oh, a shop.
A shop?
No, a cafe.
I know, a pirate ship.
And a steam train.
Steam train?
This is going to be great.
Ball to the rescue.
What the plank?
It's going to be great.
I think that's plenty for Boris to be getting on with. Now, come along. It's time to start our lessons.
This is going to be so good.
Yes, I'll see what I can do. It'll be ready by tomorrow morning, I hope.